Florida state lawmaker introducing bill to bar state from forcing vaccines during state of emergency. By Hannah Blow on November 23, 2020. Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., announced on Monday that he is introducing a measure that would prevent the state from forcing vaccines on citizens during a state of emergency, emphasizing that it should be an individual's choice. "I will be filing a bill next week to eliminate the state's power to mandate and force vaccines upon citizens during a state of emergency," he announced on Monday. "Government should not be able to forcibly vaccinate, it should be an individual choice." Earlier this year, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., issued an order allowing Surgeon General Scott Rivkees to declare a public health emergency. The order directed Rivkees to take any action to protect the public health. According to the Tallahassee Democrat, under that order, and under state law cited in the order, Rivkees can order anyone who is deemed to be a public health risk to be vaccinated. The authorizing law gives the state health officer the power to take whatever actions she or he deems necessary, including ordering an individual to be examined, tested, vaccinated, treated, or quarantined for communicable diseases that present a severe danger to public health. Anyone who is unwilling to be vaccinated may be subject to quarantine, the law says. And if there is no practical way to quarantine that person, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. That includes calling on law enforcement to help him carry out those duties. However, DeSantis said last week that the state will not require Floridians to take the vaccination against their will. "Our goal is to make all safe and effective COVID vaccines available to Floridians who want them, but the state will not mandate that Floridians take these vaccines," DeSantis said in a video update. "That's going to be the choice of each and every Floridian." DeSantis has continued to stand his ground as pressure builds for additional coronavirus restrictions in the Sunshine State, including a statewide mask mandate begged for by various mayors. Since the governor opened up the economy totally in late September and simultaneously prevented local governments from enforcing individual mask mandates, "we have seen an enormous surge," Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber, D., claimed. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Crisman, D., added that the state should have a mask mandate for consistency, while allowing individual counties and cities to determine what other restrictions make sense. As governors across the country begin to retighten restrictions, DeSantis's office vowed last week that the governor will not impose lockdowns across the state. "The governor will not lock down and hurt families who can't afford to shelter in place for 6 weeks. Especially not for a virus that has a 99.8% survival rate," a spokesperson for the governor said, adding that their focus of concern remains on assisted living facilities.